You're listening to SBS News.
Chinese communities around the world will gather this year on the 25th of January to celebrate the beginning of a new year. Lunar New Year is recognised in the traditional Chinese calendar, with the date determined by the first moon to fall between January 21 and the 20th of February. Australia's Chinese Precinct Chamber of Commerce President Wayne Song says the Lunar Festival is full of tradition.
The most symbolic part of the Chinese New Year, or Lunar New Year, is the firecrackers and also the lion dance and the dragon dance, and obviously all the festivity that comes with it. The firecrackers symbolises a fresh beginning and scaring away all the devils that would have attracted from the previous year.
This year, however, the Chinese Precinct Chamber of Commerce is calling for businesses to refrain from using firecrackers during lunar celebrations because of the nation's ongoing bushfire crisis. The organisation is also encouraging businesses to donate the money which would have been spent on firecrackers to firefighters battling the blazes. President Wayne Song says while he respects tradition, reducing fire hazard and standing with bushfire-affected communities is more important.
Firecrackers always brings in some degree of fire hazard. And I think that given what the country has gone through, I think it will be much more respectful from our Chinese community to refrain from using fireworks, because all it does is attract a higher fire risk, particularly now in the upcoming weeks where we anticipate on the East Coast much more dry weather.
The recommendation has been warmly welcomed by many Chinese businesses, including Doncaster restaurant owner Wendy Ning.
We are in the national disaster state of Australia, so firecracker, bushfires, are sort of, you'll give people the idea of associating with it. So if the money saved for the firecrackers we use for Chinese New Year, it could help the bushfire appeal.
Miss Ning is hosting a lunar celebration at her restaurant, but says there will be no crackers.
You know, nowadays, modern technology, we can even have a visual of firecrackers and firecracking noise.
Chili Fish restaurant owner Crystal Zhang similarly supports being respectful of bushfire victims and not using firecrackers. However, she doesn't believe the tradition should be stopped.
Firecracker like stands for, symbolise the Chinese New Year, so it's important, but I just feel like in this serious period of time, because we have the bushfire in Australia, and to respect the people who help save the lives and also help the bushfire, it's better not to use this way to celebrate the Chinese New Year.
A sentiment shared by Chinese Youth League Lion and Dragon dance leader Lockman Leong, who was opposed to digital firecrackers but agrees crackers shouldn't be used this year.
I don't agree with the sound thing digitally, because having live firecrackers compared to digital ones is a lot different. Sort of like listening to live music compared to listening to music played through speakers.
To make it easier for businesses who choose to be involved in the initiative, Mr. Song has launched a series of posters which can easily be downloaded from ChineseNewYear.com. He says the posters will make it easy for business owners to inform customers firecrackers will be absent from celebrations.
If you opt out not to use fireworks, you can put the poster up, some imagery that tells people, look, we're probably refraining from having fireworks this year, we'll give you an apology in support of the fire victims. But I'm sure we'll enjoy that during Moon Festival later in the year.
Bethan Smolenik, SBS News.